Yo, 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 what's poppin', everybody? You're tuning in with your main homie, with your main... I don't even know what I am to you guys. I might just be some loser. I'm burping. I'm burping, guys. On the intro, I'm burping. This is embarrassing. Anyway, it's your boy, Jason Gnarly. Hope that you're rocking with me. This is the Vic Mensa's back record, y'all. It is a big record for Vic Mensa. I did this video on my YouTube about 4 days ago, and the video is going totally, totally insane. You guys, check me out on YouTube. Don't miss out. Anyway, we're going to focus, though. We're going to stay focused right now. We're going to get right into the audio version for my podcast family so you guys can be up to speed with the new Vic Mensa record. Yes, just listen, vibe out. We are just doing a review. So you know how we do it on this page. You already know what it is. All right, you guys, I'm way too into this intro. I need to calm down and light up some of this. Legend OG. I'm gonna go with the legend and put the wedding cake down. All right, y'all, let's go. Yo, 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 what's poppin', everybody? You're tuning in with your boy, Jason Gnarly, and I'm about to listen to the new Vic Mensa, No More Teardrops song he has just released. The editors or the people on Hot New Hip Hop are claiming this is a very, very hot record. Now, I have been vocal to friends, I'm not sure about on YouTube, but I have been vocal to friends that at one point Vic Mensa was one of my favorite MCs and I felt like he had fallen off very, very hard. I don't know if it was the makeup, if it was the constant rock and roll music he was trying to do, but something just made me say I can't mess with Vic Mensa anymore. And when I saw this Teardrops record on Hot New Hip Hop, I was like, oh, let me check it out. It has 84% like, so that's pretty good, with 23 people giving it votes. And they're saying it's a very hot track, so I'm gonna listen to it right now, let you guys know what I'm thinking about it, and yeah, let's get into it right now. All right, so here we go. I'm about to push play and listen to the new Vic Mensa record called No More Teardrops. You guys ready? I think I'm ready, so let's just do it, all right? So off the rip, I'm liking the drums. They sound very organic. They sound live. They sound very nice sounds we got going on. Sounds like African chant drums, almost like it was recorded at a live, chant or a drum circle type situation. Let's hear it again just to vibe a little bit. I like the way he sounds on this hook. It's like kind of an intro hook, like he's just easing into it. But his tone sounds very good with the drums and the instrumentals I'm hearing right now. Okay. Okay, I'm liking the way that started. He had a lot of good lines on there. Obviously, this is a political record. He's using his platform to let us know that he is not going along with the, destruction of the black man. He's standing up with the Black Lives Matter movement, and he's using his platform to educate us. And the first bars on here already, I feel like he started this verse out perfectly. Man, he is going crazy on this record. If you guys do not know what Strange Fruits are, that is a really dope rap group, actually. There's a group, an old hip-hop group. I think they're old now. They weren't that old when I was in my 20s, but they were called Strange Fruit, and they had a lot of dope records, and it made me do my research and figure out what Strange Fruit was, and it's kind of scary. Strange Fruit is what people used to say when they saw black people hanging from trees in the South. They would pass by a tree with a young black man or a woman hanging from it, and they would say, that is strange fruit. So, wow. And then he says, you know, we still got strange fruit or something. There's something about we're still dealing with the strange fruit. And, you know, we had the person being hung in California. They said it was a suicide, which was kind of strange. And I believe it happened again right after that. I am not the best person to pull up facts about that situation, but just hearing him say that and remembering those stories is very deep. Barbecue at the precinct, talking about burning the police precinct down, and then he also says burn down Wendy's. So he's really attacking this beat, giving us a lot of recent events. He's giving us a lot of stuff that we're going through right now, and I'm enjoying it so far. I gotta say, we're 41 seconds into the record. Strange fruit still hanging from the trees, and he says something. Oh man, this is deep. God damn, he's going crazy, y'all. This is a fire record. I'm really liking it, and I'm happy Vic Mensa is back. Vic Mensa seems like he found his pocket. Let's hope he can stay consistent with records like this and educate us with great music and also, you know, just a good perspective. He's giving us a very, very good perspective. I like that horn that's going behind the no more teardrops. It's like dun 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 dun. It sounds sick. It's very anthemy, and it's not. I don't really like to play anthemy records at this point in my life, because when I play them, I feel like I'm either, you know, on the way to a march, or I'm I feel like I'm going to do something very important when I listen to records like this. But I gotta say, Vic Mensa, this is a record for young kids that are going to the protests, people that are out at the protests, play this song. This is kind of Rage Against the Machine-esque. Wow. Yeah, I like that hook. It's a nice hook. Man, he goes crazy. I like the way that second verse comes in. We're going to pull it back and listen from the beginning of the second verse. So that was deep. I'm tired of learning my homie's name at the funeral. That's deep because, you know, when you're running around in the streets or you're in hip hop or you're just kicking it with friends in certain situations, most people are going to say, yo, they call me Bugsy, or they call me Little Tony, or they call me Jimmy. And then you might think, oh yeah, Jimmy, Little Jimmy for years. And then he passes away. You go to the funeral and during the eulogy, they say, you know, Jason Lee, for instance, and you said, oh my God, I didn't even know. I thought his name was Lil J-Dog the whole time. Wow. So that's pretty, pretty deep line right there. And the way he just paints it is very, very beautiful. Vic Mensa's doing his goddamn thing on this record. Say suitable. Woo! God damn, he went crazy. He is going crazy on this beat. He's riding the beat very, very nice. He's in the pocket. I like that drum that's kind of picking up speed in the background, letting you know the verse is coming to an end. And as it picks up speed, he's also doing the same thing with his flow. It sounds very, very dope. Wow. I'm very impressed by the Vic Mensa story. You know, he came out underneath Chance, and I was actually asking the other day, is there some sort of Chance the Rapper curse? Everyone, I feel like, that he has brought out, Kyle, Super Duper Kyle, or whatever you want to call him, he had a big track, felt like he was going all the way up, and now he's just kind of on a steady down, you know, slope. I don't know what you want to call it. But then I was thinking about Vic Mensa as well, and I'm like, damn, Vic Mensa came out so strong, and then he had the beef with Academics, and that basically, you know, I don't know, it just kind of it didn't work out too well for the kid. I can't really say that him going on the Everyday Struggle show and beefing with Academics was a good look, because it seemed like after that, a lot of people started to turn their back on Vic Mensa, and I don't think it was because of Academics, but I just think it was because of maybe the music he was making at the time and his kind of attitude towards certain situations. People were just not feeling it. Anyway, he's obviously stuck to his guns. This is still coming out under Roc Nation, which I think is really, really dope. Roc Nation didn't get rid of him just because his buzz kind of quieted down a bit. So this is, like I said, it's coming out under Roc Nation. He's even though he dealt with the criticism of, you know, having this crazy, he dealt with a lot of criticism for wearing makeup, just doing a bunch of different stuff. So I'm just proud of him that he's stayed consistent and he is, you know, dropping this record, and it's saying something. At the same time, it feels good, and yeah, he's really doing his thing on this record. I'm proud of Vic Mensa right now, straight up. Like the way the drums kind of slowed down a little bit here. I like this ride out too. That's fun. This record is featuring Malik Youssef.
And Waddle. Wondering if Vic's gonna come back in with a kind of outro verse. Think this is Malik Youssef talking right here. He usually just does talking on the end of records or at the beginning of records. Wow. You guys don't know that Shut Up and Dribble is from it's from a Kobe Bryant basketball game, and Dave Chappelle brought it up on his last comedy special, which was a very, very deep comedy special, more deep than comical. Anyway, let's keep listening. Beautiful record, Vic Mensa. I'm very impressed. I think it was just, like I said, great how you have came out with this record. You're staying consistent to what you know. Not consistent. He hasn't been dropping a lot of music in 2020. It looks like this was his first release. Oh, no. He had another song in 2020. But it looks like it was just one release in 2020 so far. Sorry, no, I'm just seeing that was a feature, so that had quite a few people on it. Anyway, I'm just happy that he's staying consistent with what he knows. He's not coming out now and trying to do, you know, some emo rap or something that is maybe more acceptable these days. He is sticking to his political vibe. He is coming out as a stand-up artist, saying he's not going to just sit back and let this shit keep happening to his people. So he is coming with some very, very great points. I'm very, very excited to listen to the project now. Vic Mensa, you have won me back as a fan. Like I said, I was a big fan when you first came out, and then over the years, I just kind of pulled back because wasn't really liking all the newer stuff you came out with in 2019, but this record is sounding like you are back. You are ready to give us some heat, so I'm very excited to listen to this record. You guys are checking out your boy, Jason Gnarly. This is the Gnarly Hip Hop YouTube channel, Gnarly Media. Please subscribe, follow, and do all that cool stuff. I really appreciate you guys. Much love. Peace. Yeah, anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed listening to this. You know, I'm on the grind. I am doing the playlist on Spotify, the Jason Gnarly Hip Hop Podcast playlist. So I'm going to upload this song on the playlist right now. And the next song I'm going to be doing is that new Drake record, Laugh Now, Cry Later. Vibe with your boy. Let's keep it moving. Thank you guys for checking me out. Really appreciate it. Peace.